everybody. Here we go on a Wednesday. Time now for your Wednesday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Haven't seen him in a while, but he's back. Realty expert Adam Helgeson. We're going to talk with him in just a minute.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, he's back in the studio. How about that? Adam Helgeson, your realty expert. How are you, man?
Doing good. Beautiful Wednesday today.
Yeah. Been a couple of weeks that we've seen you. How's everything going for you?
I've been busy. Yeah. The market's a little nuts.
Good. That's a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah. Get to go do some painting tomorrow.
Oh, for fun. I'm guessing not for yourself?
No. Got to get a client's house ready for the appraiser.
Wow.
So got to paint a garage.
You are the dude, man.
I try.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been hearing a lot about this on the news lately, and I never really thought about it. You hear about it, squatters. Like in big cities especially, but
yeah.
Is there a squatting issue here? I mean, we have snowbirds and stuff. I guess somebody could go into your house and live there all winter. I don't know. But is it an issue? And you hear some of these stories and you're thinking, wait a minute, we're talking about a squatter and it's like they have rights.
They do.
But how does this all work? Yeah.
So... yeah, you've been hearing stories all over the news. New York and California have been having major problems. Mm-hmm. People go on vacation. Once they leave, people get into their house, change the locks, do up fake leases. And when they come home, there's people living in their house. And they call the cops and they show them the lease. No, he's renting it to me. You know what I mean? So the police won't even evict them. So you have to do a civil case eviction to get them out. And then what a lot of them are doing is during that time, they're selling your appliances, they're selling your light fixtures, they're stripping the house, and it's a nightmare situation. It's vacation rentals. There was another lady's story out in California who she had some investment properties. The tenants moved out. She put the house up for sale. While it was for sale, squatters moved in. Changed the locks and said, nope, same type of deal. It took her 36 days to get him evicted.
Out of her own house?
Out of her own house, yes.
Wow. Have you heard of any stories similar to that around here?
No, not up here. So that's why I kind of wanted to do this to let people know, hey, you know, you potentially could in abandoned farmyards or something like that.
Know what I mean? Or if like I said, snowbirds?
Snowbirds, I mean, probably wouldn't. I mean... they could.
Well, hopefully you got good neighbors, you know?
Yeah. But the squatters, you know, the thing is they do have rights. And what does it consider in North Dakota to be a squatter? Someone who lives in an unoccupied property without the knowledge of the property owner.
Okay.
You know, typically it's been an abandoned or foreclosed upon property, right? So, of course, they live rent-free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't pay taxes, anything like that, on the property. What I don't understand is like the difference between a squatter and trespassing. Wouldn't you think that's just a trespasser, right?
I would think.
But trespassing is defined a little different. So trespassing occurs when someone enters another person's property without their permission.
Yeah.
That's a criminal offense.
Okay. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But a squatter is when a person... goes into someone else's place without their permission, which that's the same definition, right?
Should be, yeah.
But the thing is, it's their goal is to own the property that they're squatting on, right? So you trespass initially, but if your goal is to own the property, then it's not trespassing, which is...
Oh, you think there'd be both?
You think it'd be both.
You get it for trespassing and then squatting.
Yeah. So if you catch them right away... right? You can say, hey, try and get off my property. You're trespassing, right? That would be your formal notice to evict them. But, you know, some of these rural properties, it could happen where, you know, it's a family farm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The kids move away, whatever. The farm's abandoned. You see them all over the countryside in North Dakota. Someone could move into that property, start fixing it up, right?
Yeah.
Taking care of the property, acting as if that home was theirs. They can't hide the fact that they're living there, right? But if they're openly saying all of that and doing all of that, technically they can apply in court for squatter's rights after so many years, and they actually can get granted the property.
Wow, is that like a bad part of North Dakota nice?
Yeah, something like that.
I really want to move to North Dakota because I could maybe even get a whole farm for free. I mean, you know.
But it takes a while.
Sure, right, right.
So in North Dakota, it's 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So if you can hide out in this place for 20 years, it could legally be yours.
You can't hide out there. You have to
live
there and let people know you live there.
Without paying anything.
Well, so if you do that, if you pay taxes on that property.
Okay.
Right? If you file it as claim it as yours, pay taxes on that, that 20 years can actually get lowered to 10.
Oh, wow.
So there's a benefit to paying taxes on the property if you want to try and get it yourself.
Sure.
You know, another thing some squatters have been doing is what they call a holdover tenant, where it's like, hey, my lease is up. I'm supposed to move out. And they're like, no, this is my house. And they just continue living there. That's a different type of squatting. I'm sure you've heard about, you know, that the tenant has to once again file a civil lawsuit to try and get you out of the house. That's why you will never see me as a landlord, because the tenants have more rights, in my opinion, than the landlords do.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, you know, when we talked about this before we went on the air, squatters, do they have rights? I would say no. They're a squatter. They don't have any rights.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
But now it's like they have more rights than, like you said, than possibly the homeowner.
Yeah, because a lot of them are, like I said, they're finding out who owns the property.
Yeah.
They're doing up a fake lease. And the cops aren't going to evict them because they don't know what's going on, right? So it's kind of a crazy situation where, you know, at least in North Dakota, it's not as easy.
Sure,
you know
sure.
what I mean? Where some of these other states, you know, it's...
Well, you know,
can go on a month vacation and come back, and now someone else owns your house.
Yeah, and you know, you go to some of these other states too. You could squat because you're not going to freeze to death if you don't. You know what I mean? It's a little harder to do that around here. But
the thing is, around here though, it's desolate.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot of abandoned farmyards, especially in central North Dakota, where you know there's
you're off the beaten path by quite a ways.
Yep.
You know, you hear about porch pilots watching when somebody leaves to go to work, and then follow the,
UPS truck and grab the packages.
Yep. So now you watch for people to go on vacation, and you just, instead of grabbing their packages, you just grab the house.
Yeah, exactly. So some of the things, they got to have exclusive possession, right? They have to live there continuously for that time period.
Okay.
They cannot share the possession of the property with other squatters, strangers, or even the property owner, which I don't know why a property owner would share with the squatter.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have to have open possession. Like I said, the squatter must not try to hide the fact that they live there.
Okay.
Anyone, including the property owner, should be able to tell that there's a squatter living there on the premises if they look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Actual possession, right, to get the squatter's rights, require that the squatter treats the property like the actual owner would. The squatter may be able to do so by showing their proof of improvement efforts, such as performing regular maintenance, cleaning up the property, fixing up the property, you know, and maintaining it, that type of stuff. So, you know, in North Dakota too, there's no special laws exist for the removal of squatters, right? So that's why you have to go through the judicial process on the civil case to get them out.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a little tricky, but you know, it can be a long process.
Wow. So, I never in a million years would have thought that. I read about it. Like you said, we've been reading about it more and more in the big cities. And you wonder, how can this be a problem? I mean, it's my house. I came home. Somebody's living in it. But yet I can't get them out and I can't move back into my house. Wonder, what the hell?
They have to find proof, though.
Sure.
Do you carry the deed with you? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So just because that address is on your driver's license, You know what I mean? If they have a lease, they have to figure out, okay, is this a true lease? Is this guy just trying to evict his tenant because they're being pricks? Or,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why it takes a while to try and go through the process, and these squatters are using that to their advantage. So I know there's been a few cases in Minneapolis, and with Minneapolis being more of a liberal state, you know, they're quite not 20 years, but they're... Minnesota is a 15-year statute.
Okay. So
they're a little lenient, but, I mean, 15 years is still, and it can drop down to 7 if they're paying taxes.
So you hear about people, Adam, that have mortgage-burning parties when they pay off their mortgage. Maybe that's not a very good idea. You should probably hold on to that so you can prove, yeah, this is my house. I've lived here for 30 years, but it's pretty bad when you got to do that. You know, it's like getting pulled over to see your license and proof of insurance. You gotta just, okay, let me see your proof of mortgage.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. You know, it's crazy. You know, it is happening around Minneapolis with apartments and stuff like that with, you know, people going on vacation and are, you know, have a vacant apartment and people just moving in. And
yeah, and, you know, I'm guessing paying $2,500 a month for a one-bedroom apartment when it gets to that deal like it does in some of these big cities, I could see how it'd be a little easier for somebody to say, screw that, I'm just going to go squat.
Yep, go squat in these places and get, you know, live there for a month or two till you get caught, get kicked out, go through the process, you know.
Yeah.
And then...
Make somebody's life hell.
Then go do it again. And
yeah, make them spend all kinds of money to get you out of a place you're not even supposed to be in.
Yep.
Welcome to America.
So, yeah, the owner of the property does have to hire a lawyer and pay legal fees and all that. And, you know, the squatter probably doesn't have a pot to piss in. So you can take him to court for those fees, but you're probably never going to recoup everything.
Yep. He'll have to pay you back however long it takes. But you won't. You're not going to get restitution.
Yeah, you can get a dollar a year till it's paid back or something. Yeah. You know, something stupid.
How can a squatter prove how long they've been there? It's just your word against theirs, I suppose.
Yeah. And when they're falsifying documents and stuff, too. It gets really, really tricky when, you know, they have, proof I'm supposed to show here. There was one that just came on the news out of New York where they showed like a Shake Shop receipt as proof because it had an address on it, or they had a DoorDashed there and it had that address. So that was, hey, this was DoorDashed to me to this address, and that was their proof.
That was there. Oh my gosh. Are we going to have squatter police pretty soon?
You know, the thing up here, you do that in a rural farmstead, you're probably going to get shot.
Exactly. And it's easy to hide a body at a rural farmstead in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's enough critters that thing would be down to the bone in no time.
And people don't know you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Not that I condone that.
No, me neither.
Saying it would be.
Yep. I mean, not that I condone that, being a tax-paying citizen who does things the right way.
Yes, but you intrude on someone's property. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, and that's why with all the stuff in the news, I kind of wanted to do a spot on this. You know, I've heard about this. Even when I was younger, I heard about it, you know, the squatters and stuff. And I'm like, really? You can just go take someone's farm? But, I mean, if the landowner doesn't see you and do anything for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that'd be a little weird.
This is, you know, I say it all the time too, Adam. I learn a lot on these Berkshire Hathaway podcasts, but this is a first for me. I thought I had heard it all after doing this for how many years, but wow. So people pay attention. If you're going on vacation or if you're a snowbird or whatever, make sure you have someone
watching over your property. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do what you can.
Yep. If you're out in the country, have somebody swing by every week. You know, if you're in town, your neighbors, whatever. But or even the little door cams, you know, something like that. But wow. If somebody wants to find out more about, squatting or anything in the realty world, how do they get a hold of realty expert Adam Helgeson?
The best way is my cell number, 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, homesbyhelgeson.com, or call any of us real estate experts at 701-746-0303.
All right, and we will see you on Friday.
Friday morning.
All right, folks, just a reminder or a warning, if you're going to squat, don't squat at his house or my house. could be consequences to pay.
Yes.
There you go. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast with Realty Expert Adam Helgeson. We'll be back with him again on Friday.